This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 16, The Lost Art of Giving by Mary Yuksh of GoodLifeZen.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hey there, holidays are upon us. Well, that is if you're listening to this in real time. For those of you in the future, what's it like out there? Are self-driving cars finally taking over? Are rockets landing themselves? Just messing, that's already happened. Anyway, great to have you here and continue with the holiday theme that I've had for the last few episodes. I wanted to read you this post from Mary Yuksh of GoodLifeZen.com. It's about giving and a little bit of the psychology behind it. Before I get into that, real quick, I'm choosing to sponsor myself today, and all I ask is to simply hit the subscribe button if you enjoy the content. I've asked for contributions and visiting my site and joining the newsletter, checking out other sponsors, but today it's really about the meat and potatoes, which for podcasters is subscribers, really. If I had more subscribers, I would definitely help keep this podcast going, so right now that's all I'm asking. Just take 5 or 10 seconds and hit subscribe. And that is it. So now on to the optimizing. The Lost Art of Giving by Mary Yuksh of GoodLifeZen.com. The season of giving is upon us. We know about the benefits of giving to the one who receives. They feel appreciated, loved, understood, and so on. But what about the benefits of giving to the one who gives? The other day, I had an interesting experience at the supermarket. An elderly man stepped towards me, offering me a 20-cent piece and said, "I'm Greg. Would you like 20 cents towards buying food for the local food bank?" It turned out that he's a Rotary member and was trying to encourage people to buy food for those who live in poverty. I immediately dropped my own grocery plans and decided to shop for the food bank instead. I bought pasta, tomato sauce, cans of beans, a couple of packs of cereal, a Christmas pudding, and some other bits and pieces. I imagined how a family in need would feel when they enjoyed my Christmas pudding, or how a mother would be happy to put breakfast in front of hungry kids. When I handed over my shopping bags to Greg, his face split in a big grin. Tears gathering in my eyes. Afterward, I wondered why giving touches the heart. Giving moves us because it frees us. For a moment, we are released from the thoughts about who we are, how we will be, how people see us, how we could be, how we should be, and so on. It's what my teacher, Robert Aitken, calls the me tape, the tape that keeps on playing in our minds. When we give with an open heart, we remember that we are not alone. You may want to say to me, "What? Of course I know I'm not alone." True. But let's try an experiment. In order for this experiment to work, you need to be stressed. You're not? Congratulations, you're obviously a saint and can stop breathing now. The experiment is for the rest of us who hurtle towards Christmas. We try to complete work, buy Christmas presents, attend work functions, organize the holidays, plan celebrations, contact family and friends, clean the home, and do many other things, even though time seems to accelerate. Okay, so you and I are stressed, right? My question to you is, when stressed, what percentage of waking time do you spend thinking about your own life? Include thoughts about your work, planning thoughts, thoughts about the past, thoughts about pressing tasks, and thoughts about your relationship with others. Well, what's the percentage? It's high, isn't it? The higher the stress, the more we become wrapped up in our own life. And when we're wrapped up in our own life, we become oblivious to the fact that there are others out there and that they have problems and needs too. That's where the miracle of giving comes in. When we give with an open heart, we suddenly wake up from the me tape and feel connected to others. That's why the Buddhist tradition places dana, the path of generosity, as the first of the 10 perfections. Dana means freely giving of one's material goods, time, or wisdom to others. Dana is the first of the 10 perfections because generosity is a fundamental aspiration from which all spirituality flows. For example, generosity is the basis of kindness and compassion. When we give with a pure heart, we feel joyful. What is a pure heart? It's giving with no thought of return. In reality, our motives for giving are often tinged with impure motives. Maybe we are shamed or intimidated into giving, or we give to receive a favor, or we give in order to feel good about ourselves. Is impure giving worthless? I don't think so. Every action is in some way impure because we are human beings and not saints. At the core of each one of us, there is a goodness yearning to find expression. Each act of giving emerges from that core of goodness, even though layers of mixed motivation may cloud our natural aspiration of generosity. Whenever we touch that core of goodness, we feel moved. This is natural giving. Give freely and enjoy how your core of goodness is touched. You just listened to the post titled The Lost Art of Giving by Mary Yuksh of GoodLifeZen.com. It's always weird for me to try and sell myself with sponsors or asking for contributions or what have you. And today, with this post and everything, the only thing I'm asking is that if you enjoy the show, just take a couple of seconds to subscribe. Hit that subscribe button and keep listening. Simple as that. And I think I'm going to leave it there for today. Thank you for listening. Keep up the optimizing and the giving.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.